take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr here. It's 10:36 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. All right, guys, it's April. A lot's been happening in the world. Our time gets distracted. We kind of just start focusing on the news. And I love that we get to use the Pensacola Expert Panel as an opportunity to not just give some amazing expert advice, but to also bring our community closer together and give you an opportunity to know what's happening in your community, grow as a person, and then see your community thrive. So if you want to get involved in an outreach or a nonprofit, an organization, maybe you have a favorite one, let me know today. I always love seeing you guys and chatting with you throughout the show. 850-437-1620. Today, we are chatting with Safe Families for Children, and my friend Shelley Dar is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really excited because this is new to me.
Yeah.
This is new. And knowing you, we've been friends for years now, actually.
Yeah.
And we actually became friends through being advocates.
Actually, A21, I think, was when we first met each other, and we were... But I think a little younger.
Was a little
like
younger.
5 years ago?
Maybe? I'm still immature, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, and you still look dashing.
Oh, thank you. So do you. I'm especially loving the horse shirt today.
Yes.
I love when people dress vibrantly because it just brings me joy to just look at you. You're an advocate. You're a person who sees that there are things going on in the world and you want to do something about it. But before we chat about Safe Families for Children, I just kind of want to get to know you and get our listeners to know you and your heart. You know, what led you to this point in getting involved in the community and with children?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, first and foremost, it was Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I guess my main thing is I've always had a heart for people. I've always had a heart for broken stories because I have a broken story. I feel like a lot of people, most people have broken stories. But
right.
I never really imagined that I could do something about it or change someone's life or be involved in changing someone's life. So I guess I moved here about 9 years ago from St. Louis. I moved here to study anthropology. I spent some time, I started going back to church about 5 years ago and really met, Jesus met me in a new
right.
way. And then I started looking into other things. I studied missions. I traveled a lot, and there was a lot of things that I was taught through those years. And one of those things was that really, you don't have to change everybody's life. You just have to change. You have the ability to change even just one. That can change generations.
That's right.
And so for me, it hasn't been this big audacious thing of changing everyone's life, but you know, just finding ways to change one. So when I got this job with Safe Families, it was really a blessing. I was serving with Pensacola Dream Center with Terry, mm-hmm. and Terry and I connected. She hadn't seen my face in a while because I kind of went off the map.
Right.
And
we do it.
Yeah.
All of us do it. It's good for our health.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Especially when it's a lot sometimes feeling other people's pain. You know.
It's good to do a mental health check if you are in the nonprofit sector and you're dealing with. Whether it's children or animals or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's good to take a mental health check and step mm-hmm. back. So that's smart.
Yeah. There's
it helps
a lot
you.
Of self-care that has to be involved.
Yes. That's how we'll put it.
Yeah. She actually passed this job opportunity along with me, to me after COVID. Missions was kind of out of the picture. And I had prayed that God would give me a stay-at-home job. I was working bartending. I loved bartending, but I was kind of done with it. Right. And I just was obedient. I think so often we think that we need to move the heavens and the earth, but really just it's about obedience.
Yeah. So. Just humbling yourself, having that humility to know like that things will work out.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're not always in control, but we have to trust that things will work out.
Right.
And I love that. And so moving on into Safe Families for Children, you're involved in that. What is your role there?
So I am the church engagement coordinator. However, everything's kind of shifted and changed, and now I'm building the chapter here. So that has been put in my humble hands to develop, grow, and develop our volunteer base, which we are volunteer-driven and staff-supported. So we have a very small staff. We rely on our volunteers to really have the passion to make this thing work. Because that it's about generosity, it's about hospitality, it's not about getting paid, it's about just loving your neighbor.
I love that. All right, so let's chat Safe Families.
Yes.
Who are you guys? What do you do? Who do you serve?
All right. Well, I have these notes here, and I probably won't look at them. I don't know. I know you've got it.
It's all right. It's good to come prepared. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to come prepared.
So Safe Families for Children has been around since 2003. It started in Chicago. The founder, Dave Anderson, worked in foster care for many, many years. Wow. And he saw that there were a lot of children that came through foster care unnecessarily. Their parents were overwhelmed. They had too much going on, and really what he saw was social isolation.
Yep,
wow, that was my first mistake.
Words are hard sometimes to not even
let it
bother you.
Do you know how many times I said that word and like when I was practicing last night? And then of course
how it works. That's how we stay humble.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And that, yeah, it's that's okay. A prayer every day. But yeah, so he noticed that if these parents maybe just had someone there to help them, maybe take their kids for a few days or, you know, maybe help them drive them to job interviews, you know, maybe babysit so they didn't have to leave their kids with their abusive ex. He saw that that was not an opportunity that the church could get involved in, and that the community of the church could help stop those kids from having that forced being taken from their parents and all that trauma, because it's traumatizing just to be removed from the home.
Oh, absolutely.
Just that initial. So that's really what we were founded on. It Dave's idea that, whoa, we could change this.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. We always talk about, you know, filling gaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of gaps in this. We see there's the system isn't just, it's not working out completely. There's things, and we learn, right? We saw with what's going on in the news, we need to learn and continue to move on and move forward.
Yeah.
And being a kid who, you know, when I was very young, had a broken home with a single mom, and like you said, like not the greatest, you know, other side of the family with the dad situation, that would have been such a great resource for my mom, because it's a lot. You're a single mom, you're trying to navigate through like divorce and dealing with things in life and worrying, is my kid going to be okay when they go to visitation or leaving them at home or whatever, you know, when you're in the process of separation and all those things.
Yes.
It's a lot. And I mean, I will tell you, I remember things, and things happened that, you know, they shouldn't have happened to up until like about the age 5, and I still remember them. And this is a great opportunity. You just struck a chord in my heart. And I think that stories matter. I do want to share some stories and talk more. We're chatting with Shelley Dar from Safe Families for Children. If you're listening and you're around a computer, you can also check them out at safefamilies.org. I'm going to take a quick break, and we will chat more. You are listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Please feel free to pop on into the conversation, 437-1620.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Symphony presents a Master's Works concert featuring Haydn Symphony No. 94, most widely known as Surprise. Two performances this Saturday at 1:30 and 7:30 in the Sanger Theater. Restaurants and amateur chefs will compete in the Chicken Wing Cook-Off benefiting the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge. 11 till 4 this Saturday in Navarre at your Old Brothers Brewery. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
No more because you get your news from Northwest Florida's all-day news leader. Mark Jacobs delivers the news on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Cheryl King updates today's news every 30 minutes throughout the day. Today's news, live and local every afternoon with Cooper Davis. The staff, the experience, and a local newsroom that makes a difference all day. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're chatting with Shelley Darr from Safe Families for Children, and I love stories. I feel like we can have a little bit of story time. If you are just thinking about getting involved in your community, you know, let me remind you, we're in the middle of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes.
This is a huge tool.
Absolutely.
In that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the after effects, mm-hmm. that trauma that happens when the abuse actually happens, trust mm-hmm. me, it stays around for a long time, almost mm-hmm. your entire life it takes to really continue that healing process. So mm-hmm. this resource and having this program available where instead of these kids being just pulled completely from both their parents, mm-hmm. it's an opportunity for somebody to come in and just fill that gap and that need in that time and be a support system. You'll make a friend. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to help protect the well-being and welfare of a child. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, get churches involved. Are you seeing with churches a really good response to this, and how is that going?
Well, so at the moment, since I'm so new here, we're newer in this area, we're still working on, we have Safe Family Sunday coming up on April 25th. Now, that's not a set in stone date. If you are with a church and you would love to get our movement started at your church, we can come and we can do a whole Safe Family Sunday at your church. I'm more than happy to come and set that up. Okay. So definitely. Excellent. I will put on I'll let you know my Facebook and Instagram, and you can contact us and we'll get it started. So that we since 2003, I think we're in around 4,000 churches across the US and Whoa. Into Canada and UK. Yeah. Since 2003, this is how it's a movement. This is a movement.
This is
it's
a movement.
Grown.
And it's making a move. That's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah. And it's so cool because it's intuitive, really, for the church, I feel like, because it's just, it's loving your neighbor. It's bringing your neighbor into your home. And it just so happens these neighbors are little sweet angel children that, you know, they're kids.
They're kids.
And a lot of them are under three. It's not always. Sometimes you get mom who's pregnant and needs a place to stay, which is also a really huge blessing because now you can love on that mom who's probably, she's an orphan herself. She's yeah. probably never experienced that kind of love. So it's really a cool, intuitive thing, I think, for the church.
I think, too. Like, you know, I have a very firm contingency. I don't want to call it. No, let me just a moral standing when it comes to church. If I'm going to go to a church, they have to be actively involved in the community that surrounds them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have to be actively involved in their city. They have to be making a difference. The mm-hmm. numbers of the people that show up every week don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is the people that they're impacting. And it doesn't have to always be a lot of impact right out the gate. But if you're seeing the life change of one, mm-hmm. and then another one, and it's one by one, you know,
yeah.
if you read the Bible at all, and like Jesus came through and was healing people and was teaching people in masses. Yeah. Well, that's Jesus, but we are humans and we have setbacks and we have a lot of struggles in this world. And so when you take a step back and think, hey, in my church, what are we doing? Maybe you're listening and you're trying to think about how to, you know, level up your mm-hmm. community outreach game.
Right.
This is a great opportunity. You can have the table right at the mm-hmm. church on just a Sunday morning for people to check out, and maybe you get to share a little bit
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all about the circle of support. So if you're thinking, if you're listening, you're thinking, I kind of want to do this, like I would be into this. It's important for you to think about who are the people you want to serve with, because our whole goal is we don't serve in silos. We have a circle of support. We have not just the host family. We have a family coach that helps to facilitate the relationship between the family. Because sometimes if you're taking in someone's kid, you're also, these lives that you're getting involved with, they're messy. Yeah. And you can't take on someone's crisis and their children. And you need support as well.
Right.
You can't serve alone. So that's kind of, and then another thing I wanted to touch on, because I think it's a reverse of what is happening, is your children see that and they get involved and they learn how to love their neighbor, because it's not something you can say all day, you know, love your neighbor, but this is you in your house actively showing this to your children, and they're learning, wow, this is how I love my neighbor.
That's I'm gonna cry. But you're 1,000% correct. I mean, Shelly, you've known me for mm-hmm. a long time. We're chatting with Shelly Dar from Safe Families for Children, and you've seen me tote mm-hmm. my kids since they were babies.
Yeah, sweet.
And
kids.
So that really pulls at my heartstrings mm-hmm. because if we want to change the world and we want to change the future, it starts in our homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you feel like you have a great home life and you can go out and impact another person, use that opportunity. People
yeah.
always say, oh, you're privileged. Okay, well, if you feel that way,
<Use it. laughs>
then go ahead and use that. Turn
Amen.
That privilege into potential prosperity for others.
Blessed to be a blessing, right?
Yes, I love that. I mean, and you know, you don't have to change the world by going out and like doing the craziest thing. But sometimes the craziest thing, like you said, is just loving that one person.
Right.
Do you have a story just to share, like of triumph?
So since we're so new, we don't, I have, you know, there's a lot that's coming up really quickly. But I will say in the last month or so, I haven't had the host families come forward yet.
Sure.
But Tallahassee has a chapter that's pretty well established. And I've been taking the intake calls, which have been challenging, but yeah. a little bit emotionally, impacting. But we had two intakes, And I was panicking because I thought, I don't have any host families for these kids. One had three children and one was just one little girl. And I called up Tallahassee, and because we're a chapter and we're a unified organization, the Tallahassee chapter was happy to share their host families with me. And a situation I thought it was impossible, and I was like, I don't know how to help. Right. All I had to do was reach out, just like me. I need my circle of support, just like anyone else needs their circle of support. And we were able to get those moms, host families, and what that shows for me. And yes, they're on this journey, but this is the first step for these moms, because they see the hope.
Yeah.
They see the moment where now they don't have to worry about their kids because they know their kids are safe.
Right.
And they now can deal with what they need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Hey, maybe you are interested in being involved in this. Maybe you've just been thinking about, how can I take that next step in getting involved in my community, keeping children safe, helping families thrive, seeing just the right change happen and a future for children. Please consider getting involved. Before we close up, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Shelley is going to share with you how you can go online and get more information to become a part of Safe Families for Children.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizer system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I've been chatting with Shelley Darr. Listen, we're rhyming today. I just realized that. How come I haven't put that together before? Okay. But anyways, Shelley is with Safe Families for Children, and we were just chatting before, you know, she was like nervous. Was that story not the right story to share? But no, I shared that just really hits home, that there is a need in our families, in our homes, and that for people to step up would save a child's life. And we're in the middle of Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so if you are just considering, or maybe getting your church involved, this is a great opportunity for you. Or if you want to become a partner with Safe Families, how can they contact you guys?
Okay, so we have an Instagram account and a Facebook account. It's going to be, Instagram is at Safe Families NWF. And then Safe Families Northwest Florida is the Facebook account. You can contact us. You can go online at safe-families.org. You can if from there, even if you are in need, put in a request for help. And God is willing, and we'll work
News,
it out.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.